Hello, world, and welcome.
Log Talk Radio.
Community Talk with Key West Lou. I am your host, Louis Patron, broadcasting live this Tuesday at 9 o'clock on September 24th, 2013. Boy, has there been a lot of interesting things happening this week. It's an exciting world we live in. Topsy-turvy, dangerous. Every now and then, though, something happens that lifts our hearts and gives us hope. If you wish to call in, by the way, I'm happy to hear from you. The call-in number is on your screen. It is 646-478-5731. I repeat, 646-478-5731. Call me. I'm happy to hear from you. Disagree, agree, express yourself. Let me hear from you. Whatever. I want to talk about the Pope first. Pope Francis. I've got some interesting comments to make about this man of God. First, let me say, I know three particular people are listening tonight. We talk about the Pope. We talked about religion. They've communicated with me because I let them know during the week that I was going to speak about the Pope tonight. One is in Boston. She does not believe in God. She doesn't believe in God. She thinks religion's a crock. The other one lives in Milan, Italy. She thinks Pope Francis is a communist. And the other one lives in Jakarta, Indonesia. And she wants to know if this Pope, she's a Catholic, by the way. She and her family have been Catholics for generations. And she hopes that this Pope can help her and her family and the other Catholics in Indonesia not to be bothered by the Muslim population. The Muslims, who are the big, they're 90% of the population there, are better in Indonesia. In fact, they're the largest Muslim nation in the world, Indonesia. Periodically burn their churches, the Catholic churches, vandalize them, and kill people. She is subjected to beatings periodically just by walking down the street because certain Muslims would know she's Catholic. What's the Pope going to do? How's he going to help me? Or this is all a lot of baloney? Well, let me tell you what Lewis thinks and what I thought. When the Pope was elected, I was disappointed. I could not understand how this little man from Argentina, who to me, even though he was a cardinal, was a backwoods priest. This man did not wear the clothing with all the colors that a cardinal would wear. He did not live in a glorious edifice building. He lived in a two-room apartment. He cooked his own meals. He took the bus to his office every day. And all he seemed to be concerned with all the time was poverty in Argentina, because the people there are much poorer than the people in the United States. And I said, this man just does not have the experience. He is not equipped to deal with and handle the problems that we in the United States are confronted with. I'm selfish. I was concerned about my problems in my country. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about homosexuality. I'm talking about gays. I'm talking about abortion that has ripped this country apart and my church apart for over a half a century. I'm talking about birth control that I personally saw in my own marriage and other marriages back in the 50s and 1950s and 1960s, and what it did to families. And how does this man know anything about this? Because he just wants to feed the poor. I want to tell you something. I was wrong. I was tremendously wrong. This man is a surprise. He is coming on strong. He's taking on all comers, all issues. Watch out for him. I thought he would be a conservative, as most of our popes have been. In fact, for the last 50 years or better, they have been ultra-conservatives, very doctrinaire. This is what the church says you must do. You cannot deviate one iota. And we don't need that. That's why my church, I am a Catholic, that's why my church is empty. People don't go to church. I'm a fallen away Catholic. I'm one of those people. because the church didn't hear what the problems were and weren't dealing with them, you know? So I've changed my mind. This guy's terrific, especially if he keeps up what he's doing. He's speaking a good tune right now. I don't look at him as a conservative. Guess what? I think he's a flaming liberal. You got it. And I say that with all respect. He is a flaming liberal. Okay, why? Let's talk about these things. First thing he does, he says, I don't know. What are we going to do about gas? Ease up. We can't be that hard. We've got to rethink all these issues. After all, God said, let's love one another. And that's what this is all about. I mean, how can we not love gays? They're human.